armed conflict has been so prevalent throughout the history of civilization that some factions have come to see war as an inescapable aspect of human existence. Sam Keen doesn't buy it.
If you can show that there's one society that doesn't do this, then you can show that it is not hardwired. It's not a product of our biology. It's a product of our socialization. We create the enemy. We don't have to have an enemy.
And he continues, there are a few societies among us that confirm this.
Right now, Costa Rica would count as that. They disarmed Hopi society, Bushmen. The one that I probably know best is Bhutan. This is a very advanced Buddhist society, and they don't have a standing army. They don't have an enemy ideology.
Keen is the Sonoma-based writer and philosopher who, in 1986, published Faces of the Enemy, a thought-provoking and influential volume that deconstructed what he terms archetypes of the hostile imagination. Even more than language, he says, disparaging images are used to arouse anger and aggression. Sometimes both sides in a conflict use the same images against each other.
The Germans made the Jews into rats, and we made the Germans into rats. Everybody was into rats. If you look at these images and see how it is that it's done, you'll look at television and you'll look at the news differently. Oh, I see how we're creating that suspicion. Oh, what's the evidence that that's correct?
While generals and politicians are typically among the first to identify and demonize a perceived enemy, Keen says it behooves thoughtful citizens to look deeper and determine for themselves if there is a real threat.
Just take, for instance, the kind of frenzy about whether Iran is or is not developing nuclear weapons. The evidence is not there, and it has not been there, and there are just as many experts saying, oh, they have the bomb or they could get the bomb as there are the opposite. So it's very hard to see what the, quote, facts of the case are. But what you can see is the way that we are developing a rationale which would allow us to bomb them.
The motives of those advocating for war should also be questioned, Keen adds.
We defend against it by seeing what we're doing. You've got to ask yourself, how dangerous are these images that lead us to believe that we are justified in doing what we do?
Keen's Faces of the Enemy has been widely translated. It formed the basis of a popular PBS documentary in 1987, but only once has it served as the springboard for a national discussion of the issues Keen raised, and that was in Russia.
They called a special conference where, for the first time that I know anything about, a country said, let's deal with our perceptions of the enemy. And Gorbachev says, I'm going to take the image of the enemy away.
Much has changed in the former Soviet Union and the world at large since then, but Keen observes that none of these subsequent events have yet negated the thesis of his 25-year-old book.
I always say, only half-jokingly, that Faces of the Enemy is never out of date. I just look and see what the current enemy of the month is and see what kind of propaganda they're using and we're using against them. We always use the same kind of imagery to dehumanize an enemy.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.